Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Sometimes I joke that I don't pray for humility because I teach high school, and I'm afraid what the Lord would do if he decided to give me extra opportunities to practice humility, because it seems like they just come up naturally. Over the past month or so since school has started, I've noticed within myself that as a teacher, even though I've been teaching for a while and there is something that gets easier about it, but that as I teach, there has to be this active fighting against my natural inclinations. And in particular, it's when students are difficult, maybe just in general, overly talkative, or they think they're really funny, but they're not, or if they're actually kind of mean towards you, that there has to be this active rejection of what I naturally want to do, which is harden my heart. Because it's so easy for me to want to just begin to slowly but surely close my heart because they're frustrating or because of a particular difficulty or just because it seems like it'd be easier because then I wouldn't get hurt if I hear them saying something mean or unkind or uncharitable. But I also recognized that I can't succumb to that, or at times I do succumb to it, and then I need to actively re-engage that part of my heart that has become stony, and to try to bring it back into accord with the rest of my heart, and to make it a heart of flesh. Because as I've recognized over the years, my heart is already too small to allow different parts of it to start to become stone. I need all of the small heart that I have to be a feeling, beating, fleshy heart. Because even if there's difficulty and struggle, amidst the obvious joy and gladness that can be found in life and in the classroom, that I also need to be continually aware that these are all opportunities to encounter the Lord. And sometimes the difficult moments are the best opportunities to kind of pivot towards the Lord and to surrender to Him the difficulties that I've been experiencing. The first reading today comes from Zechariah. And I was struck by the Lord's tenderness and closeness to the people. It says, "Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and he will dwell among you." And so throughout my day and throughout my week, I want to have a renewed awareness that God is Emmanuel, that he dwells with us, that he dwells in my classroom, that he dwells in my family, and that he's not far away, but he's very closely present to me in the joys and in the difficulties. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the ways that you are pouring yourself out, the ways that you are communicating yourself to us, for the ways that you are dwelling among us, Grant us the grace to be aware of your presence in the difficulties and in the joys. Amen.
Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.